Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 1, verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Come, follow me." I love the simplicity of this verse. Jesus called Philip to follow him, and he did. From this moment onwards, Philip's life was defined by following Jesus, right up until he was crucified upside down in Hierapolis about 50 years later. Throughout those years, he must have looked back to that initial moment when he responded to the call of Jesus. John's gospel is all about following Jesus. So it's no surprise that in the final chapter, we hear Jesus inviting Peter to do so. Jesus had just heard Peter telling him how much he loved him, but still Jesus came back to him with the words, "Follow me." Whoever you are, whether you follow Jesus for years or haven't yet made up your mind about it, Jesus says to you, "Follow me." Christianity is all about a personal relationship with Jesus. Sadly, churches often get in the way, and we make it look as if our commitment is to a particular church. Jesus always needs to be the focus of our attention, and it's only as a result of that relationship that we should commit ourselves to any church. Our experience of following Jesus is obviously not the same as it was for the disciples. They followed him day by day, walking, working, relaxing, and eating with him. We can't do those things, but we can live close to the Gospels and continually learn from Christians around us. We can look for the ways our Christian friends' lives have been shaped by Jesus. As we see their love, generosity, kindness, peace, faithfulness, and gentleness, we learn more about Jesus, and we're given an example to follow. As we look through John's Gospel, I hope that every day you will hear the voice of Jesus lovingly saying to you, "Follow me." So let me ask you a question. If you follow Jesus, how could you follow him more closely? And if you don't, what's stopping you from doing so? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we could never deserve your love and forgiveness. Thank you that you invite us to follow you today. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.